Let's turn to our text this morning, boys and girls and everybody else who's here. It's quite a difficult text, so we're going to read 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18 together. I know it, we're a wee bit down on boys and girls this morning, and it's a hard text, so perhaps we could all say it, reading it from the word but to the word Lord, and whatever version you've got, just trundle ahead. We'll not object to that. It's a very hard verse, actually, to exactly know what it means precisely. But it has a good general sense, and I'm going to use it this morning as our text for the boys and girls. So if you can find 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and you can find verse 18, without too much searching, we're going to begin to read it now. We begin at the word, but let's hear your voices, shall we? But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now we have some boys and girls with us. That cheers me up no end. Last Sunday we were talking about the sun. So why not talk about the moon? Yeah. Doesn't take much brain to go from sun to moon. So I've brought the moon with me this morning. Well, not the real moon, of course, just one on a piece of paper. And here it is. And I want to say some things about the moon. We said some things about the sun last Lord's Day, didn't we? We said how important it was, away up in the sky. Now, so, no, someone will laugh and say something like once in a blue moon, but it's very hard to get a colour which will actually show up on a white piece of paper to represent the moon. But there it is anyway. Let's have a look at it. And let's think about some things about the moon this morning before we start applying its lessons. Not nearly as big as the sun. I'm told it's only a quarter of the size of the Earth, so it's much, much smaller. But it was big enough in the sky for people to worship it at one time. And perhaps the town where Abraham lived, or of the Chaldees, was a town long ago or a city where they worshipped the moon. People thought of the moon as being very important. It's not nearly as far away as the sun either. It's only about 240,000 miles. Now, if you say that quickly, of course, it doesn't sound too far away, as long as you've not to walk it. Of course, it's much better to go by rocket, isn't it? And people have been on the moon. And the Bible talks a great deal about it. Now, we learned some things about the sun last week. What can we learn about the moon this week? Well, the first thing we're going to learn about the moon is this. It's dark. It's dark. You know, boys and girls, we talk about moonlight. And I love the moonlight. You know, I think it's very nice, and I've always a great notion when there's a full moon on, maybe this shows the sort of mentality I have always a great notion to go for a picnic in the moon. I think it would be lovely. But though we talk about the moon, and we talk about the moonlight, there's really no such a thing as moonlight, you know. No such a thing at all. There is no light from the moon. It's dark. It's a dark, dark object in the sky. It's not like the sun, which has its own source of light. There are no fires burning in the moon. It has no light of its own. It's just up there in the sky, and it's dark. It's a dark, dark moon. The second thing we can learn about the moon, of course, because it's dark, it's also, got to get this folded over properly, it's cold, isn't it? It's cold. The moon has no heat of its own. Now, I'm told that if you go to the moon during the day, it would be very, very hot. And during the moon night, it would be very, very cold. Everything would freeze up. And that's why those who go to explore the moon have to wear these special suits. They've got to go very protected because it would be much too warm during the day, during the moon day, and it would be far, far too cold during the moon night. So there are two things we've learned about the moon. It's very dark, and it's very cold. It has no light of its own, and it has no heat of its own. And of course, the last thing we're going to look at about the moon is also written in black. It's dead. There are no flowers on the moon. There's no grass on the moon. And I was wishing I was in the moon last night because I had to cut the hedges. No hedges in the moon either. If you live in the moon, you don't have any nice flowers, you don't have any nice grass. You have no hedges, you have no trees. It is dead. There's no life on the moon. That's why when people go to the moon, they have to have their own supply of oxygen, because if they took those helmets off, they would die. There's no air to breathe. It's dark, and it's cold, and it's dead. It's dead. But then you say, why is it so bright? If it's dark and cold and dead, how does it shine? Well, you may not reckon I'm a clever artist, but I have drawn some little streaks of light coming in this direction. Not going from the moon, but coming from the... What? Anyone guess? Anyone can have a guess? Where's it coming from? Coming from the sun. The moon has only light when it turns its face to the sun. And when you go out some night and you look up into the sky and you see that moon very bright and very shiny, it's not moonlight at all. It's sunlight. Of course, don't go about saying that to people. But you could be truthful and you say, I was out in the sunlight tonight. Because the moon has no light of its own. It's dark and it's cold and it's dead. And the only light it has is the light of the sun. And you, in a way, that's what our verse was saying to us this morning. It was saying the only light we get as Christians is when we turn our face to God's Son. Not S-U-N, but S-O-N. And Paul was writing long ago to people who lived in Corinth, and he said, listen, if you want spiritual light, if you want spiritual life, if you want spiritual warmth, keep your face to Jesus. That's really what that verse means. Keep looking to Jesus. Read his word, pray, be in the company of people who love him and serve him, and all the light and the warmth and the life of Jesus will come into your life. But more than that, you will start to shine for him. You'll be like the moon. You have no light of your own. Without Jesus, your life is dark and cold and dead. But when you turn your face to the Savior, when you look to him, you not only receive his light, but you reflect his light. And people looking upon you will know that you have been with Jesus. Well, you remember that story about the moon? It's dark, it's cold, and it's dead. And yet it shines. When its face is toward the sun, it reflects the light which the sun gives to it.